Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers,
785-833.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. Now,
this is the Bobby Bones
Show.
Let's go.
What's happening, friends? Welcome to Thursday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Coming up a little later, science has finally said, here's what's happening with all these houses people think are haunted. Like, we know the reason now people think houses are haunted.
Interesting. Okay.
It is. And when you read it, you'll go, oh, I bet that's the explanation for a lot of them. So we'll do that coming up in about an hour or so. I do want to start the show with this. The question is, was Morgan being hit on when this guy said this to her? Okay, so you, Morgan, by the way, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Good to see you. Okay, so you're going in or out of the gym?
I was walking into the gym.
Okay.
And this guy just is passing me and he looks at me.
Is he walking out?
Yeah, he's leaving the gym.
Okay, got it.
And he walks past me and he looks at me and he goes, oh, you're getting a late start today. And I was like, I have no idea who you are, sir. I've never talked to you in my life.
That always stinks, too, if you're hitting on somebody and they call you sir.
Is he older? He's older, okay. For sure. And I just kind of giggled. I mean, thankfully, I had my mask on, so I just kind of giggled. And I was like, and I, like, ran away. But I'm like, I've never seen you before. How do you know what my time schedule is and when I'm coming to the gym?
You ran away, though? That seems a bit dramatic.
Well, I quickly walked.
All right, I hid behind the car. I was so scared. So you're walking in. He's walking out. He goes, hey, I'm getting a late start today. And you were like, why are you watching me? Do you often work out in the same class as this guy?
No, I mean, I guess, like, this is whenever I just go to Planet Fitness. I just go around the same time. So we're not in anything together. You're working out by yourself, mm-hmm. and I'm just kind of in my own zone. I don't know if he's, like, been paying attention. I mean, I maybe go there, like, 3 times a week around the same time. So maybe he's there every time. I just have never paid attention.
What would you have preferred him to say if he has that one shot and he has to flirt? Not that, I'm assuming?
No, because it feels creepy. It feels like he's been watching me. Like,
which he probably has.
Yes. Right. So if he wanted to, be like, hey, like, you know, I always see you around here. We should grab dinner sometime. Like, just
but
be very direct.
But then you come in and go, he always sees me? Is he always looking at me?
No, I wouldn't feel as weird. It was weird that, like, he said, hey, you're getting a late start. I'm like, wait, do you know my schedule? Mm-hmm. If he just says, hey, I see you around here a lot, like, we should get together sometime. Because then at that point, I'm like, oh, I guess we've always been coming at the same time. I just didn't notice.
Do you want him to go A to B that quick? Hey, I've seen you before. Although we've never spoken, I'd like to take you out.
Yeah, that's
yes.
quick.
You do want that.
Because at the very least, we could, like, either start and end it there or start and we go out to dinner. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, I'm just all about directness. We're either going to go out to dinner or we're not.
Amy, what are your thoughts?
Well, I went out to dinner with a guy from the gym once, and I was walking through the parking lot, and he pulled up in his car, and I was leaving, and he just straight up asked me to go to dinner, and we went that night.
And she's like, I got in the car right then.
I didn't get in the car. I followed him. But, I mean, we ended up dating for, we went out a handful of times. But, I mean, he met my sister. And like, looking back, I don't know that it was the smartest move because I knew nothing about him. But I mean, I think that it's okay if a guy wants to be direct. And if you think he's cute and you're interested, then you say yes.
But do you think it was creepy what he said?
Yes.
You do? Oh, see, yeah, I think it's borderline, but I don't think he meant it creepy.
Well, I know, but he should rethink that line. If that's one he's going to use, he should rethink it.
Would you ever go out with a guy if you don't see his whole face? Was he wearing a mask?
No, he wasn't wearing his mask at the time. No, but no, I wouldn't. I haven't realized how much like the chin part of your face is really important.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. The chin and the nose, really the MVP of the face. Never really knew where the MVP of the face was. Everybody's got hot eyes. I've learned this too. Every person I've ever seen has got some good looking eyeballs. And funny. Sometimes you have this imagination of what their face looks like, and they pull it down, and you're like,
oh, that's not what I pulled.
Well, I'll be. So you're not going out with this guy?
No, I'm not. I really didn't even respond. I didn't have like an opening to be like, hey, that's cool or whatever. It was just like, hey, don't see you around here much. I was like,
you just ran.
Yeah. Yes.
And safety.
Yeah.
She sprayed him. She tased him and called it a day.
Took off.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
It is time to open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag.
Yeah. All right. From a teenager that emails the show, he writes, hello, Bobby Bones. My name is Evan. I'm 14 years old. I just got my school learner's permit, and in 2 months, I get my learner's, which means I can drive to school by myself. But my parents are not warmed up to the idea of me driving by myself, but they let me drive with them all the time. My question is, how can I ask them to drive without making them mad? At what age did you start driving yourself to school? Thanks, Evan. In Arkansas, I got my permit at 14. And so a lot of people didn't get theirs until 15 and a half, depending what state they were in. So when people told me that, I was like, you guys had to wait a year and a half to get your permit? What, you get your permit when?
I got my learner's permit at 15, and I didn't start driving until I was 16.
I didn't get my learner's permit at all. I just got my license at 16.
Really?
Yep. And then my dad bought me a car, and I couldn't drive it till I was 18.
Even what? Though you had a license at 16?
Correct.
Why? What?
It's because he didn't trust me, really.
He bought you a car and you couldn't drive it.
It was a cool
18.
Jeep, too. It was awesome. I got to look at it, but couldn't drive it.
Well, I was 14. I was driving probably a little more than I should have been, mostly for necessity. You know, my mom had an old beat-up Subaru that I ended up taking later, and sometimes I just had to go to the store. And so I would just drive by myself. I think I had to grow up a bit quicker than most people. So I'm not going to compare my situation to yours, and I probably wasn't, even as responsible as I was. And at 14, I was very responsible. I don't think I was ready to drive.
You're 14,
not just
man.
Because of me, but because of all the people on the road, too. Like, people are still idiots. Evan, I'm going to have to side with your parents here. I think you can ask them and say, hey, now that I have my permit, is there anything I can do to prove to you that I can just drive to school? But first of all, how far is it to school? What intersections do you have to go through? What's a highway? What's the situation?
Yeah.
I need to know all this. And still, I'm probably going to say no. But here's the conversation at 14, Evan, that you can have with your parents. Because you can legally drive to school. Can you imagine a cop pulling over a 14-year-old and it being legal? So I would say, hey, my permit says I can drive to school. What can I do to prove to you that I'm able to drive to school? And they may say turn 15 or 16. That's what you can do to prove it. But maybe there is some sort of path for you to get to try occasionally. 14 is way too young for me to go, mm-hmm. You can do it, man. That just seems like a kid doing an extremely adult thing.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. But even for me, I look back at 16. I needed
16
to
too young.
I know. Like, I think of, like, I was driving. I lived far from my high school. I'd get on I-35, like a major highway, for like miles and miles. It would take me an hour to get to school. I was in bumper-to-bumper traffic. It was not good. And we didn't have cell phones back then either. So, like, sometimes if I needed something, I had to pull off, find a gas station, go to a payphone.
Like, back in our day.
Or if I ran out of gas, which I did multiple times, it was trouble.
So you say 14, no go, period.
Yeah, I don't think so. Sorry, buddy.
Eddie?
No, Evan needs to realize it's the most nerve-wracking thing for a parent to let their child drive. And at 14, way too young.
I think you're way too young too, Evan. But I'm going to give you a plan to talk to them. And that is, hey, what can I do to get to drive to school?
Mm-hmm.
They're probably not going to let you. And I agree with that. But maybe you're so responsible that they go, or maybe there's a necessity. We don't know all those details. So approach your parents and say, hey, I can now drive. You've driven with me. Like, what can I do to prove to you that I can just drive to school? And see what they say. Again, they may say turn 16.
But they may not.
I know. But have that conversation. Let us know how it goes. There's a sliver of hope. Not a lot, but there's a sliver, Evan. And that's the mailbag.
We've got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
You can reach out to the mailbag. Morgan, what do they do?
Mailbag@bobbybones.com.
There you go. All right, let's see if Lunchbox can make any money here. Lunchbox has his hand out. We'll go and hold his hand.
Just keeping his hand
out. So awkward.
And see if he can identify the person just by a single handhold. Okay, I'm going to get off the mic now, and Scuba Steve's going to go first.
Okay.
And what you... Oh, crap, lost my headphones. What you'll do is just talk us through, because if I'm talking, he'll know it's not me.
All right, so we have the first person walking up right now, Lunchbox. They're coming up towards you on your left side.
So am I going to...
They're going to grab your hand here in about 3 seconds.
Okay. And then do I tell you whose hand it is? Or do I wait till the... Well, I mean, I may get confused, but I don't know when you want me to tell you the answer.
Okay, hand's coming in right now.
This is so weird.
Hold the hand. Interlock fingers.
Oh, that's a dude hand. That is definitely a dude hand.
Okay, they let go of the hand. The person is walking back.
Ah, that's dude hand.
Who do you think it was, Lunchbox?
I think... I mean... The fingers were so long that I don't think it could be one of the girls. I don't think it could be M2 or Amy, but I think they were a little moisturized, so I'm going to go with Bobby.
Okay, he thinks number one is Bobby. All right, let me write that down.
Yep.
All right, next person up. Go ahead, number two.
Number two is leaving their seated area. Walking up, I'd say about 5 seconds, you're going to get a hand inside your hand, Lunchbox.
Oh, gosh. This is so weird.
Eddie. He or she is coming up right now.
Okay.
Hand connection right now. Tell us what you're feeling and who do you think it is.
Oh, God. Oh, don't rub my hand. No, that's a dude hand again. That's a dude hand. And they're rubbing their thumb on me. They're rubbing now they're not letting go. All right. Enough. That's another dude hand. I may have got the first one wrong.
Are you changing?
Ah.
You can change if you want.
No, I don't want to change. I don't want to change, but that had to be a dude hand too. Unless Amy's got dude hands and I just don't know.
Well, there's only two guys, so.
Right, and I never, but I felt like there was hair on that hand. And so I feel like Amy wouldn't have, or Morgan number two wouldn't have hair on their hands.
We are mammals. We have hair on our body.
Yeah, I'll go with Eddie on that one.
All right. Eddie was number two on his list. Okay. Next one up.
Dang, this is tough, man. This
next person's getting up.
Ah, this is weird. This
walking
weird.
In your direction.
All
right, the person is almost there. He or she will grab your hand right now.
Those are tiny hands. They tried to squeeze real hard to make me think they were tough. I feel like that hand was so small, so it has to be the smallest person in the room. It has to be Morgan number two because she's like tiny. So I'll go with Morgan number two on that one.
That's your answer?
That's my answer.
So without touching the fourth person, it has to be Amy if you're good on the other three.
Yeah, but I probably need to touch it, huh?
No. I think we're probably good. If you're good on the other three, we're probably good.
Well, what if I'm wrong?
Okay. Amy, do you want... You can... He already said it was Amy. Here we go. The first person, you can pull your mask off. The first person you said was Bobby. That was me.
Yeah.
The answer is, for $5, it was me.
Boom! Boom!
I tried.
Next up, you thought the next man hand was Eddie. Except that hand was Eddie.
Yeah! What up? What up?
And then the smallest hand was Morgan.
Oh, my goodness. I am rich. Boom, 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 boom.
And Amy was four.
Amy, hey, I'm sorry you didn't get to hold my hand.
You made $20. $20. Nice job, Lunchbox. Well, that was a pretty dumb segment,
yeah,
huh?
Pretty dumb.
Yeah. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way
to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer, and I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter The Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
It's time for the good news
with Bobby.
Tell me something good.
There's a group that's pretty amazing in Austin, Texas, called Safe in Austin, and they have over 200 animals that are there. And so what they do is they invite children with special needs or trauma backgrounds to come and interact with the animals, because it has shown that, you know, being with a dog or being with any sort of animal helps with anxiety, some depression, obviously some trauma here. There's a different company called Walkin' Pets, and they heard about the story. So they donated 6 wheelchairs. So a pig, a goat, 3 dogs, and a puppy have wheelchairs now at this place in Austin. So kids can come and see them and even identify with them.
Oh, I love that.
So Safe in Austin wants to invite children in wheelchairs to come connect with the animals that are now needing wheelchairs and now have them.
Yeah.
So it's a bunch. So Safe in Austin, shout out. And then Walkin' Pets is the group that builds the wheelchairs for animals, and they donated them to
that.
So
cool.
Everybody's good here. I like this. This is what it's all about. That's why we do this segment right there. And that's what it's all about. Thank you.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
You think a lot of these haunted houses really have ghosts or monsters in them?
No.
Why do you think people keep going and going? They're haunted.
Well, I mean, yeah, I guess because they hear things and feel things. That's why.
I think partially people know going into it. And when you're already told something's going to happen, you're already thinking it, seeing it, so it happens a lot easier.
Mm-hmm.
Lunchbox went to a haunted house in Iowa.
Yeah, the murder house. And you guys say it's not haunted, then get in the car and let's go.
Woo! What happened to you?
Man, you can hear things. Things move. There's creaks in the board. You can feel things around you.
It's just an old house, though, which would explain the creaks in the board, right? Like 1800s?
No, because there's no one moving. Like, we're just sitting there, and there's creaks. Like,
wind could blow an old house. New houses settle.
They mm-hmm. shift.
Yeah. Yeah. Regardless, maybe there was, maybe there wasn't. But I'm going to read to you. They went and studied like 50 houses or hotels that people said they were haunted. And so here's what they came back with. Many haunted houses have been investigated and have found to contain high levels of carbon monoxide or other poisons, which cause hallucinations.
Oh.
The houses are so old.
Whoa.
You're hallucinating.
There's carbon monoxide. There are gas issues. And so you're breathing it in, and that creates the hallucination.
So you're seeing ghosts.
The carbon monoxide theory explains why haunted houses are mostly older houses, which are more likely to contain aging and defective appliances, and why more hauntings are reported in the colder months, because you got to have the heat on.
Yep.
And the heat's messing with your brain. Carbon monoxide poisoning explains many of the occurrences in haunted houses, such as the feelings of being watched. Do you feel like you're being watched?
Oh, yes, for sure.
Hearing footsteps or voices.
I didn't hear voices, but footsteps, yes.
Seeing ghosts.
Didn't see anything. Felt them.
Headaches, dizziness, or sudden death or illness of people or pets.
Well, wow. That escalated quickly.
No, that didn't happen.
Okay. Also, people go, well, no, the dog barks at the ghosts. Mostly it's because the dog is barking because of the
carbon monoxide.
Wow. They also say that because they're older, you know, and the gases, when you take a picture, that the camera actually catches like little boofs of the gases
The vapors.
That's not the ghost. Okay.
This is crazy.
There you go.
Makes sense.
Nothing's haunted, I told you guys.
Okay.
Which, by the way, how would you like to buy a haunted jail?
No.
Don't. Why not? It's not haunted.
But I don't care. I don't want
a Florida jail. Just a jail, period.
Yeah.
Yeah. From the 1920s is up for sale. Boy, you know they're doing some bad stuff in the 20s.
Yeah, like what? Can't imagine.
That they're not doing now.
Well, in the 20s, there weren't a lot of rules.
Yeah.
It's free for all. You did bad, we're going to do bad stuff too.
They were doing the same thing.
It's probably different.
I don't think so.
Because your amenities are not the same in the 20s. It's probably rough.
And there weren't cameras.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Like videos.
That's true. There was no social media to rat people out.
The old Gilchrist County Jail was decommissioned in 1968 and sat abandoned for years until a woman got it for her birthday.
What?
Arlene Hall is a paranormal fan, used the jail to contact spirits. Now it's too much upkeep. She's elderly. She's selling it. The good news is it's haunted and the ghosts are willing to pop up. Hmm. Doesn't have a price here for the haunted jail.
And where is this?
This one's in Florida.
Is there a realtor for that jail? I didn't know.
What do you mean?
Well, I don't know. I mean, because Lunchbox calls.
You could call as a ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
To buy this jail.
Hey, I'm Willie. I'm the ghost. I'd like to buy it. You can try that.
Oh, God. Bobby Bones. This
is the Bobby Bones Show. It's time for another round of the Bobby Feud. Here we go. We have three players. Eddie will start this round. The top 10 least favorite chores.
Ooh.
A poll from YouGov asked 2,000 U.S. adults about their least favorite chores. You get points for wherever you land on the board. If you get the number one answer, it's only worth 1 point because that's the easiest one. Eddie, you're up first. What is your least favorite chore?
Bones, I'm going to start with something that just came right to my mind. Let's go dishes. Doing the dishes.
Show me doing the dishes. Number two answer.
So that's only 2 points?
Yeah.
All right. The next one I hate doing is the laundry. Daddy's never going to do the laundry.
Show me daddy's never doing the laundry. Number one answer.
Bones, I think I'm going to go with cleaning the bathroom. No one likes to clean a dirty, stinky bathroom.
Daddy don't like to clean the dirty, stinky bathroom.
Yeah.
Number three, Eddie.
And this is one that I've delegated to my son now. I no longer do it because he does it. He takes out the trash.
Ooh, take out the trash. Show me taking out the trash.
Yeah.
The number nine answer.
Okay.
That's big points.
Now I'm in trouble.
Eddie has 15 points so far.
So I don't know. This may count as laundry, but can we do folding clothes? Is that different?
That's laundry.
Show me folding clothes.
Okay. Celebrated a little too early there.
Eddie went hard with 15 points to start.
Yeah.
Amy, you're up. They asked 2,000 adults, what's your least favorite chore? There are still 6 answers on the board. Lots of points up here. What do they say?
Well, what's been taken?
Doing laundry, doing the dishes, cleaning the bathroom, and taking out the trash.
The yard. Yard work.
Dang it. That's number 10.
Show me yard work.
Ooh.
Lunchbox, over to you.
Okay.
Okay. You know what I like? Don't like doing? Getting that mop out and cleaning the floors.
He says cleaning the floor. Show me sweeping or mopping. At number 6.
Okay.
6 points for Lunchbox.
Guys, I mean, listen, I don't know if this is a chore you guys had to do, but, I mean, when your parents are really mad at you, they make you go outside and wash that freaking car. No one wants to wash the car.
Show me wash that freaking car. Oh.
Maybe is wash the car, not wash the freaking car?
No, not there. Eddie, back over to you. Round starts over.
Bones, I know not everyone has pets, but one of the worst things to do when you do have pets, you got to clean the poop from the backyard.
Clean the poop from the backyard of the pets.
Hit me. What?
great. There are five answers left on the board. Your least favorite chore, laundry, dishes, bathroom, all off the board, sweeping and mopping off the board, and take the trash out. Amy, over to you.
Well, is vacuuming the same thing as sweeping and mopping?
You want to say it?
I don't have anything else, so vacuuming.
Show me vacuuming.
That's good.
Oh, man.
Amy, 7 points.
Good job. Ooh. I thought it was the same. That's why I didn't do it. Dang.
I don't know. I don't know that people would get this specific, but I don't like cleaning. I guess we already said bathrooms. I was going to say toilets, but that could be the bathroom. Cleaning windows, dusting. Cleaning baseboards. That's so annoying. Dusting. Baseboards.
What is your answer?
Dusting.
Show me dusting.
Whoa! Who dusts?
At number four, that's dusting.
Dang.
Amy now has 11 points. She's back in the game.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. I already forget the ones we have.
There are three left. We have laundry, dishes, bathroom, dusting, sweeping and mopping, vacuuming, taking out the trash.
And this is just this is under the umbrella of chores?
Mm-hmm.
Man.
There are 23 points still on the board.
I know. It's like cooking a chore, or is that like life?
That's survival.
Sure, yeah, because you got to eat. But, I mean, you could just order out. That's why we don't want to cook, because we're lazy. I'm going to say cooking.
Show me cooking.
Oh, oh, boo. Well, I tried.
Lunchbox, you got three left.
Yeah, you want it?
Yeah.
You want it?
Yeah.
I mean, what do you refuse to do when your parents did? They say, you can't go outside until you clean your room.
Clean your room.
What? No kid likes to clean their room.
They asked adults, remember?
I have one.
What? No, I didn't know that.
It's not your turn.
I know. I'm waiting.
Eddie, go ahead.
I didn't realize it was adults.
Okay, Bones, I think I have the three left right here.
Go ahead.
The first one is the most disgusting thing in the world. If you have an apartment and you're ready to move out, do not forget to clean your oven.
To clean your oven.
Disgusting.
You only do that if you move out of your apartment.
Oh, for sure.
Survey says,
oh my goodness.
Make your bed.
Survey says,
got it. Here we go.
But I think that's the end of the game.
No.
No, we're going. Everybody just start yelling things out.
Okay. Lunchbox, go.
Wash the pets.
Wash the pets.
Oh!
What?
Eddie.
Okay, here we go. Amy said it, but she didn't choose that as her answer. So clean the windows.
Windows.
That.
Okay, game's over. Wait, you know what? Game's over. Hold on.
Walk the dog.
Eddie, no, Eddie with 15 points is the winner.
I don't even know how to celebrate Windex. That one.
You got 7 out of 10.
Yeah, but dude, I want to win the whole thing.
Change the light bulbs.
At number 5, ironing.
Oh.
I don't do that.
I don't think that's a
chore.
That's
like laundry,
that's
right?
That's like if you're going somewhere, you got to iron your
shirt.
Who
irons?
No one.
At number 8, organizing clutter.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
And at number 10, sanitizing and wiping kitchen surfaces.
Oh.
Yeah.
I love that. I love that, yeah.
Well, there he is.
Hey,
he wins.
On.
It's Eddie, everybody. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Another round of Bobby Feud. Woo-hoo. What do you want to say, Eddie?
Thank you so much to everyone that didn't believe in me. I proved you wrong.
Okay, no idea.
Who I have no idea.
Him Bobby Feud, but we like that. The Bobby
Bone Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So a doctor in Florida recently posted a TikTok video that has more than 36 million views because it has him pulling out a ball of earwax and fungus out of somebody's ear. And here's the deal. This might be going on inside of your ears if you keep things like earplugs or AirPods in your ears for too long. And I'm thinking right now, as I do this show, for however many hours we sit here, I have my earbuds inside my ear. But anyway, here's a clip from the video.
In the last year, $18 billion worth of AirPods have been sold. So this is a fungus ball from a guy who wears AirPods constantly. As they always say, too much of a good thing can be a bad thing.
Yeah, warning, if you go find the video, it is disgusting. So I will give you that heads up now. And what's going on is called automycosis. And if you feel like you might have that going on, go see a doctor because the first step is to have the fungus ball removed and then you'll be on prescription eardrops for a few weeks.
That sounds miserable. I'm just going to keep my earbuds in and not worry about it. That's what I like to do. I like to ignore things until it becomes a really big problem. Like, that's me at the dentist. We got a little something happening there. Let's just wait it out. And it never works out in my favor to wait it out until it gets better, honestly. I'm like, you know what? I'll wait it out. It'll probably get better. And then it just gets a lot worse.
Yeah.
All right, what else?
Well, a teacher in New Hampshire has become one of the oldest women in the U.S. to have a baby. I just thought it was a cool story of hope if you're wanting to get pregnant. Her name is Barbara Higgins, and she just gave birth to a baby boy, and she's 57 years old. Now, her and her husband, they did have to find a doctor that was willing to work with them and their age to do the fertility treatments, because some doctors will be like, I'm not really going to go there. But they found a doctor that would work with them, and now they're proud parents of a brand new baby.
Didn't she have a kid who had passed early?
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't know if you want me to bring that sad part in. But yes, she was determined. She had a 13-year-old daughter that died from a brain tumor. And then they just really wanted a child again. So that's what made them so determined to try to get pregnant again after the loss of their daughter.
I love it. And I saw the picture of her after they had the baby. It is a really great picture.
And some people are judging them, obviously, because they're 57. So then when their kid's 10, they're going to be 67. And you know how it's like they're old. But they were like, we don't know what the future holds.
All right, what else?
Luke Combs was a high school football player, and he also sang. But I guess he didn't take football really seriously. He kind of said he was the class clown of the locker room, and he didn't have the work ethic to be good. Here's a clip of him talking about it.
I would say, you know, like, I loved football. I wish I would have committed myself to it a lot more than I did. I didn't have the work ethic that I probably needed to do that, or just the drive at that age to do anything. But, I mean, it was easy. As far as doing both, you know, it was fun. I mean, I liked hitting people and I liked singing. So I got to accomplish both of those things at the same time. So that was pretty nice.
He told me a different story when I talked to him. He said he wasn't that good at football.
Oh, okay. Well, in the interview, he also said he regretted not taking it seriously as he should have, because he probably could have actually, I don't know, been good.
So. You know what? I regret not taking piano seriously. I could be a Tchaikovsky.
Me too. Mm-hmm. I regret piano and tennis, because I really feel like, man, I could have done big things.
But. Yeah, absolutely. Well, tennis, though, you're not really an athlete, like a world-class athlete. If you know?
No, that's because I quit practicing.
No, but I'm saying you, to be a world-class athlete, you genetically need to have a set of skills.
No, do I have to remind you how I was at the same tennis tournament as Andy Roddick, Baby Acapulco, 1992, in Austin, Texas, and I won first place in the female division.
But so, you were eight.
No, it's probably nine.
Okay.
1 year.
Okay, I mean, I believe in you. Never mind.
What was I? You do the math. I was born in 81. It was 1992. I was 11.
Okay, had a girl. You're planning against 8-year-olds, though. That's what we're forgetting.
Okay, all right. I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's Place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash, alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the boar's nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer and the birth of outlaw country music. Listen now at audible.com/theboar'snest.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
17-year-old Lorelai Dodd is a delivery driver, a food delivery driver, and she's driving around delivering her food when she sees a dog in the middle of a busy road. She pulls over, she gets the dog, the dog runs in her car. She says, okay, well, I'm going to take my dog on the delivery and see if anyone knows who this dog is. She goes around, nope, never seen that dog before, don't know who it is. So she keeps it for 2 days and decides to go to the shelter to see, hey, is this dog chipped or something? Sure enough, it's chipped. Turns out this dog was stolen 2 weeks ago and lives 100 miles away.
Wow.
So Lorelai gets in her car, says, all right, I will deliver this dog, takes it to the owner.
Love it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Does it say what kind of dog it was?
No.
Because if someone's stealing a dog,
it's got to be
like one of those
bulldogs or Frenchies.
Like a weird expensive breed.
But the dog was stolen in this, and then I guess somehow got out. Like maybe
because the dog's like, this is not my home. This is like a movie. The dog is like
homeward
escapes.
Bound.
Yeah.
Wow. Great. And then she drove it back.
Drove it back, delivered it, and then the owner gave her $100 as a reward.
Oh, that's awesome.
Good. Yeah. Gas money.
Pay for
right?
gas. Yeah. All right. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
We have 90 seconds to figure out Amy's morning corny. We call it the investigative corny. Amy, are you ready over there?
Ready.
The morning corny.
Why did the camouflage club get canceled?
Why did the camouflage club get canceled? Go. They couldn't see the
couldn't
invitation.
See the in-
that was it.
Yeah, couldn't see it.
They couldn't see it.
Couldn't see it.
They couldn't see the invitation.
Couldn't see it working.
Oh, couldn't see it coming.
What was it again?
Why did the camouflage club get canceled?
The camouflage club, like it's an event, but you can't see it. It's a group of people. You can't see the people. They got there and they couldn't see anyone, so they left.
I mean, this is our wheelhouse. We should be able to get this.
We just got to come up with the exact what it is. Yeah. I mean, it's couldn't
like
see
like we're
it
in the
something.
Ballpark. Why did the camouflage club get canceled? They couldn't see.
They couldn't see each other. Couldn't see each other.
It looks. You can't see anyone being there. It looks like nobody's there. It looks like no one showed up.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah, this is tough. This is tougher than I thought.
Why did the camouflage club get canceled?
Why did the camouflage club get canceled?
Nobody could see it.
It's gotta be like you get there and there's nobody there, but they're really there. That has to be what it is.
That's a long answer.
It got canceled because nobody showed up. It looks like nobody's there.
Looks like nobody's
there. It looks like nobody's there.
I think that's it.
That's got to be it.
What'd you say, Mike?
Tell Mike said 10 seconds.
Okay, why did the camouflage club get canceled?
I have 5 seconds.
It looked like nobody was there.
Follow me, Mr. Bobby Bones. There you go. All right, here, ask it again.
The morning corny.
Why did the camouflage club get canceled?
Why? Did the camouflage club get canceled? Our answer is going to be...
Oh, no, this is... I just give you the answer. You already said
it.
No,
we're
going to
officially say it, though.
Oh, okay.
It looks like no one was there. So they all left.
Come on. Come on.
And that means it got canceled.
Yeah, it got canceled.
It looks like no one... Our answer is it looks like nobody came.
Come on.
Okay. Go. And your answer is?
It looked like nobody came.
Yeah!
Is that really it?
Yes!
What is it written? Did you change that? Did you alter that?
I mean, it's
wait,
fits.
What does it really say?
Okay, she said that with hesitance. What did
no,
it say?
No, I didn't. They couldn't tell if anyone showed up.
Same thing.
So you won.
What do you think,
Clear eyes, full eyes.
Yeah.
We'll take it.
I think we got it.
Because it could go either way.
The Cowboys win.
All right, Eddie, go ahead.
Clear eyes, full hearts,
get loose.
There you go. Nice job, guys. Amy, tell us what happened.
Okay, so my sister and I are picking up food, and I pull up to the restaurant, and my sister gets out to go inside and get the food. And as I'm waiting, so I'm pulled over on the curb outside of the restaurant,
four girls come up to my car and they all start to get in.
That's crazy.
And I was like, oh, what? I'm not. And they're like, oh, where's our Uber? And I was like, I am not your Uber. I don't have even the little U light in my window. I mean, honestly, I don't know if they had been eating and maybe having a few margaritas, yeah. But they were very confused.
So did they open your passenger side and both back doors?
Well, I mean, they couldn't get in. Like, they didn't actually, like, I had pulled up, and then when I start to drive, my car locks. So luckily, I mean, they just were trying to get in.
And what do they do once you yell, I'm not your Uber?
They're like, oh my goodness. Sorry. So I don't know what Uber they were looking for, but it definitely was not me. And then my sister came out and I was like, oh, I almost got assaulted by four bachelorettes.
Have you guys ever gotten into a wrong car?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I've gotten into an empty car that I thought was mine.
Hold on, go ahead.
It's happened to me twice. One time here at the... Yes, I've told you about it. We just tell so many stories over the years.
Wait,
you know, you forget.
I meant for an Uber. Have you grabbed the wrong car to think it was an Uber? But I want to hear this story, too.
Oh, yeah. I done both.
Oh boy.
wow.
But the Uber thing is just... You just realize you get in and you're like, oh, whoops, not my Uber. But now they have those... This was before I think they even had the clear, like, you know, all the things that you could pay attention to so that you don't mess up. And like the little sign and blah. But yeah, here in the parking garage, I got in a car that was like, I think I was in a, I don't know, I was in a car that was, I was in a loaner. I can't remember, but I got into an employee that works here car. And I was like, I didn't have that drink here this morning. And then I realized, oh, that's not my drink. And then one time we were in Austin for iHeart Country and I was in a loaner car and I went to go run some errands and I got into a car that was unlocked that looked just like my loaner. And I was like trying to leave, but I couldn't because I didn't have the key. It wouldn't start, but I was 100% in the wrong Toyota or whatever it was.
Yeah, I did. Caitlin and I, probably a couple months ago, we went to stay in this little cabin for the weekend where there are other people staying in these cabins right next to us. And so we get there and we were driving her SUV. And so I had to walk out of the cabin and drive down to the store. And so I just get in the SUV. And I'm trying to, it's like a push start where you just had to have the key inside the car and you push the button and it won't start. And I've got the button. I'm like, what's happening? But then I look up and I see a tassel hanging from the rearview mirror. And I'm like, not my car. Oh my goodness. I jump out of that car like the seat was on fire. I was like, oh. And I look around to see if anyone thinks I was trying to rob the car.
Right.
And then I got in mine and left. But I've done that too. Anyone thought it was an Uber? Eddie, you've done that?
Yeah, Lunchbox and I, we were in Austin, iHeart Country Fest, at the hotel getting ready to get an Uber. And I'm reaching for the door handle. It said white Corolla. So I see a white Corolla. I reach for the door handle. The girl looks at me and just slams on her lock button and just like locks all the doors. Like, nah, it's not me. I'm not your ride. It's not me.
She was just there to pick up a friend. She wasn't even an Uber. And she thought we were two men trying to get in her car.
Yeah. I would think you were two men trying to get my car for you two. I mean, look at you.
Well, we were two men trying to get in
the
car.
Yeah, we were two men trying to get in the car.
Look at you. You're two men trying to get in the car.
Bobby Bones.
Let's go and talk to Stephanie in Ohio.
Morning, studio.
Morning.
I'm listening to your show every day. I just kind of wanted to let you know how I only know who one person looks like, and that is Bobby. And the rest of you, I just kind of, when I hear your voice, it's just a thing I do, even when I'm on the phone with other people. I try to imagine what you look like.
Well, first of all, how do you know what I look like?
I have seen you on your, with Bear. I watched that episode and also on the American Idol or The Voice.
Okay.
I can't remember which one it was.
It would definitely be American Idol.
Shout out.
We know.
Yeah. Okay, so you've seen me, kind of a nerdy guy. About 6 foot one. Okay,
six foot.
Brown hair, big, dark rim glasses. Okay, what do you imagine Amy looking like?
Amy, I imagine her as being tall, blonde hair, long, just kind of like, you know, the Barbie kind, just by the sound of her voice because it's very sweet. So her, I just imagine that way.
Amy, describe yourself.
I am 5'6", so kind of average in height, and I have short, brownish, blondish hair.
It goes past your shoulders, so I'd say shortish.
It's just above my shoulders.
Yeah.
But yeah, shortish, but it's definitely brown hair, and then I add in these ombre blonde highlight thingies.
She looks like the girl that played Felicity. What's her name?
Carrie Russell.
Carrie Russell. Nice. Yeah, that's who I would say Amy looks most like. What about Eddie?
Way off.
Yeah, yeah. Do you ever hear Eddie talk and go, like, I wonder what Eddie looks like?
Well, every once in a while I hear him, and I kind of get him and Lunchbox's voices mixed up because to me they sound familiar or similar.
What do you think Lunchbox looks like?
Okay, this is going to be probably way off and so horrible, and I'm so sorry for this.
It's okay.
But I imagine him as, like, you know, living at home with his mom in the basement, beer belly, like, facial hair.
Except for the mom in the basement. She's rocking it.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So, I mean, that's just how I envision him. And I don't, like I said, I don't even know what he looks like, but that's just the voice.
You ever see the cartoon Doug? Doug Funny? Okay, imagine that's what Lunchbox looks like with the same beard.
Yeah, not animated.
Beard belly, yeah.
Human, yeah.
But he didn't live with his parents, right? He moved out when you were like 20.
20-something, yeah. 20. I mean, I 25. Went away to college and moved. Yeah, 25, I think, is when I moved out.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't have a beard belly, but I mean, just imagine what a prom king looks like, because I was a prom king.
Eddie, do you think Lunchbox has a beard belly?
He's like what you would call skinny... with a beer belly.
Okay.
Like skinny, but he's got a little belly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, because he's not big, but
here
he's skinny.
This guy talking about my beer belly. Here we go.
Hey, we sound the same.
Yeah, you guys sound exactly the same. Okay, well, thank you for sharing that with us, Stephanie. I would encourage you to go over to the Bobby Bone Show Instagram and see what we look like and be disappointed for yourself.
All right, I can do that.
All right. All right, thank you. See you later. All right, coming up in a second, let's talk about feel-good movies and what they're actually doing to us. There's research is saying if you watch feel-good movies, is it going to happen? And then I'll ask you your favorite feel-good movie.
Okay.
Yeah, you watch it, it makes you feel good.
Yeah.
You don't know by this tease if it's good or bad for you, though.
Okay.
That's the thing. I kept it neutral toned. All right, we'll do that coming up next. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash, alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. What's your favorite feel-good movie? Not your favorite movie, but your favorite feel-good movie. Because I think mine would be Hitch.
Oh, I was about to say, mine's always Hitch. It's such a good go-to and makes you laugh. And, like,
and it's always on. It's like,
yeah.
Are you going to stop by TBS in a few minutes? But Hitch is probably on.
Yeah. Another one for me, I guess if you go with Hitch, like I could go with Bridesmaids.
We could have the same one,
That's
though.
That's a good one.
Okay.
We're not just sticking a flag in it and declaring it our land.
Okay. Well, Bridesmaids always makes me laugh and feel good.
Okay, I'll go Hitch. You go Bridesmaids. Eddie, best feel-good movie?
You got to go rom-com. Adam.com. So mine is 51st Dates. Any Adam Sandler movie is really good, but I love that one because it's in Hawaii and they're in love and it's a great storyline. I like that one.
Lunchbox?
The Sandlot. Put that on, you laugh, you feel good, takes you back to childhood and the boys, and it's awesome.
Morgan?
Sweet Home Alabama. Mm. Every time.
Good one.
It's funny and it's a rom-com, so.
Raymundo?
Wedding Crashers, I believe it was right around high school, college time when it came out. It takes me back to there, and it's laugh out loud funny. It'll put you in a good mood immediately.
I really love 500 Days of Summer as well.
That's so good.
It's such a good movie. Joseph Gordon-Levitt's in it. And
yeah, Zooey Deschanel.
It's really good. But I'm going Hitch, and I bring this up because a bunch of researchers did something about the elements of a feel-good film and what makes them so uplifting. And again, they list Love Actually. Ever seen that one?
Yes, mm-hmm. Good.
It's good.
Pretty Woman?
Yeah. I love Pretty Woman, and you've never seen it, so don't comment.
It's
I know it's awkward girl. Because she is, yes, her profession You're is right. a little bit mm-hmm. questionable, but it has a good ending.
In addition to an element of humor and the classic happy ending, feel-good films can be identified by certain recurring plot patterns and characters. There are also big moments of drama. Most of these are pretty light, and they actually do make us feel great. For 3 to 4 hours after it's over.
Awesome.
So they say, get you a good feel-good movie.
That's great.
Researchers say that, listen, they have the intended effect. It's not going to last for days, but if you're looking for a pick-me-up, watch your most comfortable feel-good movie. The best show for feel-good, number one, A+, nobody can argue with me, is
The Office.
Is it old or new?
No,
it's new.
Ted Lasso.
Yeah. Oh, Ted Lasso. Oh.
Yes.
That's good. Okay, I was going to say either The Office or Everybody Loves Raymond. Those are good.
Those are all good, but Ted Lasso is new, fresh, and is the most... Is you go, I just want to be a better person.
Yeah, you do.
Get your Bobby Bones on. It's the Bobby Bones Show.
It's been chronicled on this show that when Amy drives...
Oh, boy.
Well, she's not the best driver, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, she's like, yeah, of course.
At times.
Yeah, the sky's blue. Yeah, of course.
But no, but not... Not when I'm, it's more so when I'm going really, really slow and there's objects that I hit, like poles or fire hydrants or stuff like that. Well, I'm not reckless on the road.
You'll come in sometimes and be like, that guy, I got flipped off on the way to work.
Yes. Yeah. Mostly.
She's like, yes, yes. Go ahead.
Mostly in bigger cities that I'm not used to the highways, like in Houston. I get flipped off a lot there.
You're in Houston a lot?
I was for a period of time, like back in the day. That's when if I had to pick the city that I've been flipped off the most in, it's Houston.
Okay, so usually she gets flipped off.
Yeah.
This time, though.
I got a thumbs down.
Oh, well, that's nicer.
She got a review. Is it, though? That's more I'm disappointed. I'm not angry.
I kind of thought it was cool. I was like, wow. And really, it wasn't my fault. He was just irritated that I didn't merge at his convenience. Or whatever the situation was.
No, not his convenience, at normal convenience.
But he didn't, I kind of thought, wow, he probably goes around giving people thumbs up.
I bet he doesn't do thumbs up. I bet he doesn't do thumbs up.
Yeah, maybe. He gives reviews right there. And I thought, okay, I might adopt this. Like, this is a nicer way to tell someone that you're not satisfied with their driving. Mm-hmm. And at least I would prefer it if that happened to me. I'll take the, hey,
I would think that thumbs down would hurt a little worse. It cut it a little deeper.
Than the bird?
Yeah, because bird is like,
no, angry.
I'm angry and yeah. I'm reacting quickly. Mm. But thumbs down is like, I really think that's a poor performance.
Yeah, like you've thought
and
about this.
Yes, and you should not be driving, so no. Your rating is low.
I prefer the boo, like mm-hmm. thumbs down. Trust me, when you, have you ever been flipped off?
No.
Okay. It does not feel good. So.
But what does that say, though?
Thumbs down is fair.
I've driven in a lot of big cities, by the way.
Yeah. Houston? Have you driven
in
Houston?
Yeah, I've driven to Houston.
Oh, okay. Houston,
not a single middle finger.
Are you kidding me? You sure?
Yeah. Yeah. I just don't, I don't know what it is. I don't know if you drive like.
Houston, because like I like didn't know.
Because you walk pretty recklessly, too.
Yeah, it's my peripheral vision.
Yeah, she just walks into walls and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's because I can't see probably as well as
so
you
So should
can.
You be driving?
Yes.
She's like, I have no peripheral vision. But when you drive.
I mean, I have some, mm-hmm. but sometimes I don't know. I've always leaned into things.
Amy, what, do you know what you got the thumbs down
for? Yeah,
do
you know what you did?
She said she didn't merge his convenience, guys.
Yes, I promise you it wasn't bad. And I promise you in Houston, it was because I wouldn't go as fast as they were going. They wanted to go fast.
They go
and
really fast there.
I had to live there for a little bit, and I was doing the radio show at our Houston station, and I would come to get on with y'all, and it was early morning hours and people were zooming in and out. And I was like, slow down. I just didn't have to look at a map.
Amy's got a paper map up while she's driving, trying to figure out.
I didn't. It was hard. And
were you in the fast lane when people,
no,
and you wouldn't go fast?
That's what I deem, and I like a lot, I have family in Houston. I like a lot of people there, but I deem that
A lot of people there.
Yeah.
I deem that the rudest highway.
Do you think you may have flipped off more than 10 times in Houston?
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. I was there my goodness.
That was where my mom had cancer stuff. So I was there for
a
2 year period.
Okay, don't make us feel bad. You can just say I was there for a while.
Now I'm going to make the... No, because it would probably affect me because it was a hard season and I was just trying to get to work.
So if one of you guys... I'm just give you an example here because you like the thumbs down. Let's say you're doing a bit and whatever you're on is just kind of ruining the bit. Like I was going a direction, you got sidetracked it. If I just give you a thumbs down.
Yeah, that would not
be good.
I don't like that.
Now, what if I just flipped you off though, in the middle of the segment?
I'd laugh.
That's funny. That's
no.
funny.
But that means flipping you off means like, I'll just say the...
That would be so weird.
It means French you, right? Flipping you off means French you. Thumbs down means you're not doing a good job. Let's go over to Shelby in Oklahoma. Good morning, Shelby. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. Oh my God, I can't believe I'm on the air.
What's happening?
I was calling in to let you guys know I was following along with your segment on reaching out to someone you hadn't talked to in well over a year. And I thought, oh my God, that sounds amazing. I moved away from Oklahoma for my husband's work. I haven't talked to a lot of people from back home. So I reached out to an old friend of mine, kind of a mentor, and sent her like a funny, like inside joke meme. And she like responded. We talked for like 2 hours, just like texting back and forth. And it was like the highlight of my day. I just thank you guys so much for bringing that up. It made my day so much better.
Well,
like,
thank you for that story.
Yeah, it was amazing. We had to move away from Oklahoma for work. My husband is a surgery resident and he works a lot, and so it's been pretty we have some hard days.
Well, hang in there, stay strong, it will get a lot better for sure. But that reminds me, we haven't updated ours. We talked about it, but what happened was Scuba Steve back in the day had met a dude, Amy, and he wanted to be friends with him. And like then Scuba tried to court him to be his friend and like text him to hang out, and the guy would never text him back.
Oh.
It's very like a guy's trying to date somebody. But and Scuba has not heard from him since. So I was like, okay, everybody reach out to somebody in their life they haven't spoken to in the last year. But somebody, if you saw out, you'd be like, oh, it's so good to see you. Eddie, who'd you reach out to?
My friend Dave from college. I mean, I haven't talked to Dave in over, I don't know, 8 years. And so I still had his number, so I texted Dave. He's like, dude, what is up? What are you doing? Turns out he still lives back in Austin. He moved there 2 years ago. He's married. He has 2 kids. And I told him, dude, I go to Austin probably 3 times a year. I'm going to meet up with you. We're going to hang out and catch up.
That's cool.
It was cool.
It felt good, right?
It felt real good.
I know who Ray reached out to because they reached out to me going, what's Ray up to?
Yeah!
Who was it?
Andy Roddick.
Oh.
Dude, I hadn't seen him since your Hall of Fame induction. I believe that was about 4 years ago. And so it took us a couple days for him to respond to me, and then finally he goes, hey, how you been? And we're gonna see each other this summer. So yeah. I can't wait to see the dude.
Yeah. And he's like, he texts me, he goes, what's Ray doing? Is this a bit? I was like, he just studied. Say hi to
old
him.
Old friends.
Yeah. Reaching out. Yeah.
Lunchbox, who'd you reach out to?
My buddy David, since elementary school.
Same guy. You and Eddie reach out to him. He's like, what the?
Dave and David.
Played Little League Baseball together all the way through middle school, high school. We're still friends. And I mean, I looked at my phone. I realized that we hadn't texted each other in 2 years. And so I reached out and said, hey, dude, I had a dream the other night. I was walking through a casino in Vegas, and there you are at a blackjack table and told me you gave up real estate to just play blackjack, and you had all these chips in front of you. And here we are over a week later, haven't heard anything.
Maybe he has a new phone number.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I mean, he's in the real estate business. I don't think he's changed his phone number. I haven't heard anything. Crickets.
Was that a lie, though, about the dream?
No, it was really, like, literally, when you said that, I was like, man, this is perfect, because I just had a dream that I was in the Vegas casino, Mandalay Bay, and walking through, and there he is. And
I think he has a different phone number.
Maybe you do that thing where you tap it and put question mark.
Oh, yeah.
And I really did. And I even said, hey, man, hope everything's good with your kid, you know, because he has a kid. And I was like, nothing. I was just like, oh, this is awkward.
Who will we hear from first, The Rock or David?
Hopefully David.
I sent a text to Liz Rose, who's a songwriter in town, who I love. And, you know, we've semi-professionally, semi-friendly, have hung out a couple of times. She wrote Taylor's first couple albums with her, and that's how I got to know her, but then we've become good friends. And I was like, I haven't talked to you in forever. And she was like, when are you back in town? So now we're going to try to go have lunch.
Oh, good. Oh.
So, yeah. Oh. So it was good, though. It was a good little science experiment.
Not for you guys.
So if you're listening now, just like Shelby did, reach out to somebody you haven't talked to in a year and just send a note. Because I reached out to Liz because I saw a story about Taylor making new music, and someone was like, you know, what I miss is the Liz Rose writing, you know, when Taylor was a teenager. Obviously, Taylor was a different person then. And I was like, oh, that reminds me. I haven't talked to Liz in a long time. So reach out to somebody like Shelby here. I think it'll be good for your soul. And hopefully you and David patch things up. Lunchbox.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Bedford County, Tennessee. A 23-year-old woman got in a fight with her girlfriend over chicken nuggets. Not sure if it was, oh, you ate too many chicken nuggets or you didn't heat them up enough. They got in a physical altercation. Police were called, and that's when the 23-year-old bit the police officer.
Wow, there's a lot of things in that story that are a bit boneheady. First of all, the big fight over nuggets, but I get it a little bit. Just a little bit. But then biting the cop, that's where I go. That's your bonehead.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
This is Laura from Fresno, California.
I just wanted to thank you guys for being so positive. And you guys are always preaching to fail until you don't and follow your dreams. And after hearing that for 3 years from you guys, I actually am doing that. I've always wanted to own a wedding venue, and now we are building one here in the Valley. So if you could give a shout out, it'll be opening in 2021, The Hills at L&D Ranch. I would really appreciate it. Thank you so much. You guys are amazing.
Well, congratulations. Sounds like a big deal to you. I'm glad it's working out. That's pretty cool. You guys can call us and leave us a message, questions about the show. You want to hear a segment? You want information? 877-77-BOBBY. All right, thank you very much. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Goodbye, everybody.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.